Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.
So last week, Friday, after a whole week build-up, we gave away the ultimate concert experience. Tickets to go and see Ed Sheeran live in Cape Town, return flights, accommodation, transport, all meals covered. And you get to do it with Kerry Miller and Sky Shabalala.
Yeah, yes.
Life happened. Kerry Miller had to go for surgery. Dr. Paul McGarr decided it was probably best for Kerry Miller not to be flying in your current state, Kerry.
Yes.
So Kerry's playing the pay it forward game.
Yes. So I am going to pass on my ticket to one of you. All you had to do is go online and nominate someone who you thought was deserving of this incredible prize. Look, we had just like 2,500 entries on our website. So there were a lot of very deserving people, and we narrowed it down to a few finalists. So joining us on the line right now, our first finalist, good morning to Sympathy Mahlongo. Sympathy, good morning.
Morning, Sherry.
How are you, Sympathy?
I'm okay, thanks, and yourself?
I am. Look, I'm much better now for speaking to you. Obviously, shattered that I can't use this ticket, but excited that somebody somewhere is going to be taking this ticket on. So, Sympathy, you nominated your sister, June Rose Mhlongo. Tell us a little bit about June Rose. Like, what does she do for a living?
June Rose is a teacher. Mm-hmm. She's a teacher. She's my elder sister.
What does she teach?
She teaches English, life orientation, and creative arts at a high school.
And the big question is, why did you nominate your sister to win this prize?
There's a lot, but I'm just going to tell you like the main
the thing. Tell us version. Everything.
Yeah.
Just tell us everything. Yeah. Skirt.
Okay. My sister is basically like the most selfless person that I know, right? And then, lately she's been going through a lot, right? Because like she just recently lost a friend to gun violence in the area where she's working in. And then since she's a teacher, I'm sure that like everyone from like her learners to her colleagues and then friends and family as well can like testify to like the kind of person that she is. Just last month, right, at home we received a letter from the municipality that they were going to repossess the house if it didn't pay a certain amount of money. And then since she's studying her honours, she didn't get funding. She even tried applying for REC, but that didn't go through as well.
Sure.
So she applied for a loan to pay for a fee so she could register for her second year. And then before she could do that, we got the letter. And then being the person that she is, while we were stressing and worrying about how and where we're going to get the money, she told us that no, she already paid for it. And then, like, I know how much furthering her education means to her. So, for her to just, like, put that address to sacrifice for us in order for us to have like a roof over our home was just a lot.
So you guys literally have a house to live in right now because your sister gave her university bills to the municipality to pay.
Hello? Oh no, I haven't dropped
Sympathy.
Sympathy, you there?
Oh no, man, we seem to have lost Sympathy.
Okay, well, while we try and find Sympathy, we also have June Rose on the line. June Rose, good morning.
Good morning, Jane.
June Rose, so we've got you on the line. I don't know if could you hear your sister on the other line just now?
Yes, I could.
All right, so I know that you thought that we had you on the line this morning because your sister was going to nominate you for a song, to play a song for you. That's right.
Yes.
So I heard that you've had a bit of a tough time recently, that you're studying, you had to use some of your fees to literally keep the roof over your family's head, and that also recently you tragically lost a friend.
Mm-hmm.
How are you? Are you coping?
No, I just tell myself that I have to cope because I don't want my mother to see me suffering. I don't want my sister to also see me in that stage as well as my friends. So I always tell myself that I always have to be the stronger one. Have to try and be the rock.
You're being strong for them.
Yeah, because basically if they see me fall apart, then they'll be worried about me, and I can't have other people being worried about me.
And June Rose, you're a teacher at a school, right? Does your your schooling, do you have a holiday now?
Yes, I'm at home.
Oh, okay, so you're on holiday at the moment, so you can just unwind and chill.
Yes, but I'm not done with my marking. Yeah. They should call marking, unwinding, and chilling.
Well, I mean, you could rush the marking. Like, say you had to make a last-minute flight to Cape Town.
Would you be able to get your...
Would you make yourself available for that?
Yes, I would try and get myself available for that.
Because I really need a plus one.
June Rose and Mhlongo.
I hope you're sitting... Are you sitting down, June Rose?
I am sitting down.
So the reason we're phoning you is because Sympathy nominated you, because not only are you the best big sister ever, but you've gone through a tough time and you deserve a little bit of time to unwind and be part of the A-team because you're perfect.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Because June Rose Mhlongo,
yes,
courtesy of East Coast Radio and Big Concerts,
mm-hmm,
you are going to see Ed Sheeran live in concert in Cape Town.
Oh, thank you.
You're going to be flying there with Sky Shabalala, staying in a very, very different room from him, but at the same hotel. Well, you will be fed.
You never know.
And you're going to also meet our other winner, Kendra Lee, and her friends, and you're going to be going to Cape Town and having the concert of a lifetime.
Well done.
Okay. So I'm only going to be going with you guys. It'll just be me and you guys.
It's you and Ed Sheeran and Kendra Lee. Yeah, and Ed Sheeran. Yeah, everything's covered: flights, accommodation, food, transport, everything.
You're taking my ticket.
Yeah, you're going to be Kerry Miller for the week.
Thank you so much, Kerry. Thank you.
You're so welcome. And listen, let me tell you something. I always dance on one table when I go to Cape Town. So you've got to do that for me, okay?
Okay.
Don't buckle under peer pressure. You do you. All right, June Rose. You're an amazing human being. Your sister has told us. Your students say the same thing about you. You just do so much for other people. I want you to take this opportunity for yourself. Treat yourself. Reward yourself. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, June Rose. Well done. Let's see what's happening on the roads. Quarter to eight traffic.
Thanks, Darren. Got a call from Paul. He's travelling on the N3 and coming towards Spaghetti Junction, and he says traffic was backed up all the way past Pavilion. Now, the problem there is it's the stationary truck, which is on the N2. If you're just passing Spaghetti Junction, heading towards Umhlanga, you're going to see the stationary truck in the left lane. It's causing major delays on the N3 on Spaghetti Junction, and if you're coming from Edwin Swales, heading towards Spaghetti Junction as well. And then we've got serious protest action in the vicinity of Cater Manor on Mary Tipe Road and Bel Air Road. Mary Tipe Road has now been closed to traffic, so do be careful out there. For the East Coast Radio Traffic Team, I'm Jayshree Parasaraman.
WhatsApp the keyword traffic and your info to 061-792-9495.
Thumbs up for June Rose for that amazing story. Good luck to you, and I hope you enjoy the concert.
I'm sure she's going to have the time of her life. All right, so thanks for that, Kerry Miller.
You're welcome.
I like this whole paying it forward thing. We should do more of that.
I think so too, definitely. All
right, so coming up, I hope you have downloaded that MCard app because you could be winning big.
Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.